Rodgers went through a limited practice. Basically, he did everything that he was cleared to do medically. So, I mean, he's obviously not cleared. So he was in a rehab mode. I thought he looked good for what they asked him to do.
So what's he
did everything doing? Seamlessly.
So what's he
individual doing? Drills.
Just that.
Mike, is there a timetable for further evaluation, perhaps another scan of that bone later in the week to see?
Oh, no, we're not going to continue doing that. I think you have to just follow the protocol of the rehab. I mean, this is a medical situation just like every other player, and they have a plan for him to progress, and hopefully he comes in here tomorrow and feels better, and maybe he'll be able to do more tomorrow, so we'll see. That'll be to be seen. Yep.
You coached Tony Gonzalez his first 2 years of the season. What did you see in him in terms of potential then, and what do you see in him still at this age now?
Tony Gonzalez, a great player, obviously, a great person. Just had tremendous work ethic coming into the league back in Kansas City. You knew right away he was going to be a great player. Just endless hours that he put towards, towards his craft. So, very talented guy. Takes great care of himself. Looks like he can still play another 5 years.
What do you think of Flynn's arm strength? And do you think the injury that he had dating back to Seattle, the tendonitis, is affecting his velocity at all?
Well, I mean, as far as some of the throws that Matt's made to point, some of those are anticipation, timing. He had one today. I thought it was an excellent throw. I thought it was an excellent route. And it's really the timing that you establish over the long haul between receiver and quarterback. So, but as far as his arm strength, I think he's fine. It's more getting in tune with who he's throwing to, when to throw it. Making the protection adjustments, particularly the way defenses have been playing us. So I think it's more of that.
Mike, you and your staff do a lot of self-evaluation throughout the season and things like that. Is there a process that you guys go through when a player like McMillan doesn't make it? I mean, is there kind of a – do you go through it and look and say, what happened? Is there something we could have done to – changes?
Well, I mean, your evaluation process of every player on your roster is ongoing. I mean, we didn't just, decide to make, a change this week. You're always evaluating your players, the progress they're making. We don't have just a personnel meeting once a month or once a week. So it's something that's we're talking about all the time.
What was the main reason with him? What wasn't coming?
Well, I think in his particular case, I mean, what we sat down and talked about was just, the consistency of his performance. But, also there's another side of it where our roster, we needed to make a change. And I think the way our rosters, the distribution of players by position, I think it was definitely a big part of that.
And, you guys took those six defensive players in a row in that draft. And whether it's because of injury with Casey or maybe Nick, stuff he's dealt with the last 2 years or some ineffective play. I mean, when you guys make a commitment like that and you don't quite get the help you need from that group, how much tougher does that make it?
Probably not good for you today. I haven't thought about one big picture question. I'm focused on Atlanta Falcons, just like we've instructed our football team to be. So as far as the draft class evaluation, I really don't have anything for you.
When you do look at the Falcons on tape, they were talked about as a Super Bowl contender. They have injuries, obviously. They're 3-9. What do you see?
Well, I mean, they're definitely have changed from the beginning of the year to now. But we're just really focused on how we think they're going to play the game. The players that are on film, particularly on defense. Mike Nolan's a multiple, scheme guy. Dirk Cutter has a excellent reputation, has a way that he wants to play. They've adjusted some things offensively of late, so those are the things that we're focused on. They've obviously had some challenges throughout the year, and it probably reflects that in their record. But, every week's a different week in the NFL. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't forgive, and we got to make sure we're ready to play. We need this football game.
Like, how often do you talk about the big picture with your guys under a normal week? I mean, is this a change to be?
Big picture? No, I'll talk about winning the next game. I'll talk about the draft class.
I understand. You said you haven't thought about any big picture questions, though, and that's what your message has been to your team. I'm just wondering, are you taking any sort of different approach this week, or is it the same as always?
Jason, I don't really know what you're asking me. I mean,
asking you, after going 0-4-1 in the last five games, have you changed anything in your approach with your team this week that you haven't done the last five?
We're doing everything we feel we need to do to beat the Atlanta Falcons. So there is a process. We've had an extra day of preparation, so you're able to gain advantage there. So those are the types of things we're applying to winning the game.
Like, if teams play like the Lions did, with eight guys up in the box the whole time, you weren't able to really throw them out of it. Can you do that? I mean, do you feel like with Matt, you can
Eight-man football is not, it's not something new to the league. We didn't do a very good job, obviously, handling it. Minnesota did the same thing to us, too. So, and it really started with Philadelphia. We have some things we're working on. Our goal is to be a week better at them. And, we have to take advantage of things that we feel are matchups and we like our receiver group every week, so that's definitely a challenge that we look forward to.
Were there some shots you thought you could have hit against Detroit, or was the
Russians? Tom, I think there's shots every week you wish you hit. I mean, that's the beauty of it. The time clock of the pass rush versus the pass protection, and the ability of the perimeter group to attack their coverage unit. I mean, that's why you play the game.
Is there anything else you can do with the missed tackles during the season to fix that?
Well, I mean, it's something that I took a harder look personally over the weekend, and you just keep going through it. Obviously, who's doing it and why it's happening, when it's happening, and just keep coaching and emphasizing. I mean, that's a big part of what coaching is. I mean, the answers are there. It's a fundamental that we haven't done a good enough job of late, and we have another opportunity this week against the Falcons.
What are the biggest ways you feel like your team at this point in the season can benefit from this 10-day stretch without a game? Mostly physical, mentally?
I think it's clearly physical. Obviously, mentally, we have to get ready to play. No one feels good about where we are, but we still have great opportunities in front of us. But just based on today's energy on the field, we definitely benefited from this break.
Two more.
How did Evan in practice today? What are your feelings on perhaps his availability on Sunday?
Well, Evan actually he twisted his ankle today at practice, so he did not complete the practice. So we'll see how he is in the morning.
Do you see using Bell maybe as a kick returner at all?
Well, we looked at that. We also looked at the responsibilities that he has had in the past on special teams. So been impressed with him in the classroom as far as his recall of his past offenses and language that was used that relates to us. So we're trying to get them both, getting ready for both running back and special teams.
Mike, one more on Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be a game time decision, or do you have to know by a certain point this week whether he can go or not?
Mike, really, until Aaron Rodgers is clear medically, we got to be practical about it. But he wants the opportunity to try to grow, as far as each and every day, and that's what we'll try to do. We'll try to do a little more each day, and we'll see what happens.